This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado has nearly 20% more young voters registered now than it did 4 years ago. That's according to a project at Tufts University tracking youth voter trends around the country. They define young voters as people aged 18 to 24. The project noted Colorado had the third highest youth voter turnout in the country in 2018 and 2020. Federal law enforcement is trying to find victims of child exploitation and human trafficking. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Federal officials partnered with local law enforcement for 2 days earlier this month and performed targeted investigations into child trafficking. This was a national effort that included Colorado. The Denver FBI field office recovered 11 victims of sexual exploitation and 27 missing or endangered children, the most in the U.S. in this operation. Officials also found 11 adult victims. 6 traffickers were identified and 2 have been arrested so far. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The first dusting of snow this season hit parts of the Mosquito Range in Park County. 9 News says a snowcap was seen near Alma Wednesday morning, which tracks with past snow reports. The snow stuck to the ground for just a few hours, but more snow flurries could hit the area this weekend. Colorado's snowpack usually doesn't see significant growth until mid-autumn. And there's no snow in the forecast in Denver this afternoon. Right now it's 85 degrees with a few clouds. In Vail it's 70 degrees and partly cloudy. And in Grand Junction it's 91 degrees and clear. This is CPR News and KRCC.